Tell me about this movie of yours. It sounds quite exciting.
Yeah, we had a opportunity, to put together a really cool action film. It's called A Day to Die. I'm starring Bruce Willis, Kevin Dillon, Frank Grillo, Leon, Brooke Butler, Gianni Capaldi, Muhammad Kareem, Vernon Davis. Just a very just talented group of performers, and it's just a cool action film that we want to put together, and hopefully give somebody a little escapist entertainment, but also with a little bit of something to walk away with.
Nice. And how did you get involved?
So I was sent the script before COVID occurred, and I was just kind of at the point in my career where I was just kind of thinking of what kind of filmmaker do I want to be? Like, what makes me sing as a filmmaker? What makes me happy? And I really wanted to dive back into the action genre and also do it in a way where I can still infuse parts of me or things that I feel are important and can kind of, sprinkle it in throughout an entertaining film. And so, yeah, got the script, decided to do a quick, rewrite on it, just kind of introduce a couple of characters and just kind of like, up the stakes just a little bit. And yeah, and that's kind of how I got involved.
Nice. And what were some of the biggest challenges about making the film?
Oh, making a film is just extremely difficult from, no matter what budget, no matter what size, from obtaining the financing to the casting to the shooting to the post-production. I think this film, just presented, a lot of the usual challenges that you have, in making a film. And then, for us, once, the whole package together, actually we were getting ready to shoot at one point, and then COVID happened. Then we had to stop, and then, didn't get a chance to restart till later. But, just on the ground, attempting to do something big when you don't have like a lots of money to do it. Just took a lot of pre-planning and had a great team with me, my armorer, my stunt coordinator, stunt team. They're just like, they freaking kick butt. My sound and my special effects team, they were amazing. And, not just, and of course, the whole crew just kind of stepped up their game. But yeah, it was just challenging in that regard, trying to, make sure we get a big feeling film without, making unnecessary compromises.
And how would you describe the film itself?
I think I would describe it as a urban action thriller. Yeah, I think I would describe it as an urban action thriller that is, exciting and kind of grabs you and, you ride out with it. And yeah, I think that's how I would describe it.
What were your favorite memories from filming?
Anytime you do a film, you are working with family, and so you really become just like really close. So just like the camaraderie with your crew and your cast and the laughs and the sense of achievement at the end of every day when you're making your days and getting your shots. And then as a director, one thing that stands out to me is there was times where I would be working, so for my process is, when we first start, a scene, I like to have just me and the actors, in the script, in the space, because we don't have time for rehearsals when, just the nature of production these days, just most, you just don't normally have time for rehearsals. So I just take time at the beginning of the scene and just kind of walking the beats with the actors, walking the blocking, finding the rhythm. Making changes in the script that needs to be changed, cutting lines that are going to be played better as looks, and then just seeing the scene and the actors settle into their characters is probably like one of the best memories. And just watching it come together. I remember a couple of times, watching Leon and Frank, and Kevin work, and then, we find, the essence of the scene and what's really working, discard what's not working, and then we just have that magic. And yeah, those were the moments that I really enjoyed.
What's next for you?
So we are working on a film called 3 Mile In. It's an action caper, kind of in the vein of Reservoir Dogs and Smoking Aces. And it stars Kelly Rowland in the as the lead from Destiny's Child as a and she'll be kicking some major butt in this one.
I have to do another interview when you have that one come out.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, we're in pre-pro now, building sets and everything, and should be shooting here pretty quick. Okay, cool.
So, what's your fun fact?
Oh, I'm sorry. Say that again. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I said, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Ooh, fun fact is I think two in one. I used to practice law before becoming a filmmaker, and I am an athlete that used to play collegiate football and still bring that competitive edge to everything I do, of course. But yeah, I think that's a fun fact. Used to he was a lawyer and had made a career change about 6, 7 years ago, and I'm glad I did.
Nice. I've heard a lot of people make career changes like that, and I think it's really cool.
Yeah, you
Go for your
know,
dreams.
yeah, you do. I mean, two things. One, life is short. You really only live once. And making that leap is definitely scary. Has to be well thought out, well planned. And there are a few years there where it was just kind of like in the desert, as an identity as who I am and like where I'm going and just starting all over, which is real scary, but it was definitely worth it in the long run.
And since we're also a TV and movie site, what are you watching these days?
And my palette is so eclectic. I'm watching The Tourist on HBO. I'm watching some Power on Power Book 4 on Stars. Finished up Ozark, the first part of this season. Of course, some Snowfall, and I'm sure there are more that if I wasn't on the spot that I would get. But like that's I can I watch a lot, read a lot, write a lot, and yeah. So those are the some that are definitely on that are in my watch list right now.
And where can we find you on social media so we can continue to follow your career?
Yeah, awesome. I'm primarily on Instagram. I mean, I'm on Facebook as well, but I my most engagement occurs on Instagram, and so it's I am I A M as in Mary Wes Miller, and yeah, you can just follow me there. And even as we, I'm getting better at the social media and everything, so I'll be posting, like behind the scenes videos and clips from the next movie and just really engaging and open up some of the process to so budding filmmakers and audiences just see how hard it is and how much fun it is.
Nice. Well, thank you for taking the time today. I appreciate you and good luck with everything.
All right, thank you so much for having me, Sammy.
Likewise, we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.